Jacqueline B on Universal Mind Part 2. So, if you expand the idea of intuition, higher consciousness, universal mind, to living in that way, so instead of me thinking through a problem, of actually calming my mind, getting to a space where I'm not racing with my thoughts, getting to a space where I'm surrendering the idea that I can solve the problem, getting to a space where I'm accepting of new thought, invariably the solution will come and the problem will be solved, and the solution is better than one which I could have worked out by thinking it through, writing it down, making lists, doing mind maps and so on. The universal, tapping into that resource, tapping into that universal mind, enables me to be more creative, enables me to see some of the infinite possibility available. It enables me to experience freedom in the way I'm solving a problem. And that is true of every single person, regardless to what we think or don't think about universal mind. The problem with naming things is always there will be a thought behind that name and thoughts behind that idea. But whatever you call it, is it not true that when you tap into that infinite resource, the solutions that you find are more creative, more robust, more resilient, more enduring, and easier to implement? Thank you for listening.